Well, hello there, you good and wonderful folk of Audioboo, Facebook and Twitter. Roddy Jenkins with you once again. And you join us here for a Tuesday night cook-a-thon. It's a cook-a-thon, slightly different, and not quite on the, cards. Anyway, yes, it's Tuesday night, folks. You know what that means. It's an Audioboo time. So what we're going to just do is roll up the old sleeves, as one does. You can probably hear in the background the kettle boiling, because tonight, folks, we are going to cook for our dinner or supper, depending on which way you want to call it. Evening meal, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. We are going to cook for yes, ghosts, cook some. Some pasta, not pasta, as posh, but I'd be accused of being posh when it comes to doing said audio boots, you see. But what we're going to do, okay, so I've got the kettle boiled, which is good, because I'm going to cheat. Now, the reason I'm going to cheat is really because I open the fridge and take out a pasta. Now, we have a choice, folks. We're going to have four cheese tortellini, or alternatively, we could have, let's see, beef and red wine ravioli. Ooh. Decisions. Let's go for the tortellini, I think, because it was supposed to be going to have to do that. So I'm going to put the thing down there, take a knife, and gently open up the packet, like so. What I'm going to do is get a saucepan on the other side to do. I don't know why I'm saying on this side because you can't see this in the audio. Anyway, and stick said. Let's get rid of that first. Put them there. Okay, a second. So, let's talk about yourselves for a minute. Just going to do a little bit of a cleaning job here. Keep talking, folks. Right, let's do that. Right. Right, okay, here we go. So you put the pasta into said saucepan, like so. What I'm going to try and do is break it up that dough. That could be easy to cook, okay. When possible. Okay, like that. So you take the whole lot. Okay, you just basically break it up as you put it in, pour it into the saucepan. What we'll do, okay, put that in like that, there we go. I appreciate this is probably extremely riveting for you guys. Okay, you've only got the sound effects of what I'm doing, right, okay, let's put those like that there, okay, and the reason I boiled the kettle, folks, is because, well, you probably know what it's like to put a sauce in the water on a hob and wait for it to boil. It takes forever. Well, why wait? So now just drink enough water, just so it's basically going to be just sort of filling it over. And we move the water there, put to another gas ring. Anyway, I don't know. Just gonna be worse, guys. Let's see, what's the tip for that? Titifa. In the meantime, what I want to do is stir this around like so, and like so. Right, just make it plate ready. You better watch your mouth. Well, that's about it. I'm going to move the thing over there.
Yeah.
Oops. Like so. Right, a little bit of a cleaner. This is the said plate that we're going to hopefully set the pasta on. Give a second or two. Right, let's try. In the meantime, what I'm going to do is take a colander, place that ready in the sink, like so, and we will then take this over. As you can hear, anyway, quite nice. This is just, it's all quite a high heat. You don't want to get sticked inside the saucepan if you can help it. Okay, so that's that done. Check on the time, we've got 2 minutes 20 seconds left on the microwave, which is good. Ideally, what you want to do is, when it goes to the last sort of 59 seconds or so on the microwave, you want to take, you know, drain your pasta, dialogue on with it, and serve on a plate. Righty-ho. There. So. That's the pasta cooking nicely. The colander is ready, the plate will dry inside. Just a bit. Okay, right, so this is a very simple dish to do. And it is ready. So we're all set for the off with the thing. So we've got down to 20 seconds, very nearly, left on the microwave, as we do this Tuesday cooker on. So, here we go. In fact, I can feel, that's a good cut, I can feel the pepper stick to the base of the sauce, which I don't really want. So because it makes it more tricky, so we'll just reduce the heat slightly, I think. Okay, that's that done. Whoops. And everything else is in hand and ready, so we'll just keep on going. We're down to the last 40 seconds. Whoopsie daisy. Right, let's dry pasta. It's going to look like so. Whoops. There you go. That's exactly what I didn't want to happen, but it has its sauce stuck to the bottom of the saucepan. Up on the microwave. The plate just dried off nicely. Okay, set that on off the corner. course, particularly Kid Bradley. She's not good, but not too good for us, because what you're going to basically do, you see, simply pull it over the pasta like so. Okay, what I've got now, for the benefit of you listeners, is I have a plate of pasta. Okay, I poured over the tomato mascarpone sauce on top of said pasta. What I'm going to do now, take a fork, okay, and just gently reach in the pasta, because we're going to, so I say, all the bits of pasta get covered in the sauce, not literally, but quite liberally, okay. Very nice sauce, indeed. Just checking the time left on this recording. So, all we've basically done is we've boiled some water. It's took, what, a few minutes, if that. Depends how hot you fill your kettle is filled, admittedly. Cook the pasta. Well, we've put the sauce on for about 4 minutes. And I use it, give or take, that's usually a good time. It's probably too long, actually, cooking. You may want to just reduce the heat or whatever. So, we've got that. Serve it onto a plate, and if you want, you can add Parmesan cheese, or if that's your way inclined. I mean, this has got cheese in it anyway. In the pasta that we've got, it was a four cheese tortellini, if you remember, with tomato mascarpone a sauce to go with it. And it looks very tasty indeed. And it is very tasty, so I'm going to, folks, say bye bye for now, because obviously I want to go and eat this before it gets cold, obviously. And I will see you on the next audio boot. So hopefully, folks, look after yourselves, be good, be safe, and do all the things you need to do. And well, I say, for now, for the moment, I will say a fond farewell, and because this is a cook along, bon appetit. So there we go. Even though it's, I can't remember what. Yeah, eat well, he's in Italian, so you have to do with bon appetit, I'm afraid. Sorry about that. Anyway, I will speak to you good folks very shortly indeed, and bye-bye for now.